Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. The Scripture over in Mark chapter 1 speaks about what took place when Jesus told John the Baptist that he was to be baptized. And in verse 9 in chapter 1, listen to what the text has to say. One day, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart, and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy." As we prepare to meditate today, there's a couple of great truths found here. One is that Jesus was obedient. He was obedient to the Lord's call. He was obedient to God the Father. He literally set himself lower than he had to be. And as a result, God the Father said, "You're my dearly beloved. I'm so proud of you." My friend, when we are obedient, God literally says, "Oh, you're my child. I am so in love with you." But now the second part of this is that when Jesus came up out of the water, meaning he had to originally be under the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. So what we see here is we see the triune God. And in that Trinity, we see God the Son being obedient to God the Father, and we see God the Holy Spirit affirming God the Son. I am so grateful that the lesson learned is that obedience pleases the Lord. So as we prepare to meditate today, take a moment and ask the Lord, as King David did, to search your heart, search every nook and cranny, point out any evil way, and simply lay that at the feet of Jesus and ask for forgiveness. You might think, "Well, Chuck, I'm ashamed." Well, he already knows that you've been there, but he longs for you to leave it with him. He's the one that can forgive you and throw it as far as the east is from the west behind him. So let's do that right now. Let's pray. Lord, would you seek in my heart? Would you find every wicked way, even those that are tied down in the nooks and crannies of my soul? Bring it to the top of my mind and the tip of my tongue that I might receive forgiveness from you. And now, friend, let's take a couple of deep breaths and prepare to listen to the Lord. And as we do, let your soul and let your body just kind of be at ease. I think it's so much easier for us to listen and to be in a moment of quietude when we're relaxed and we're in a position where we can just kind of sit there and receive God's direction. Let's breathe. You ready? As you force that air out, let it be as though you're forcing out every anxiety in your life, every tension, every struggle. And now I invite you to take a couple of moments and just hear from the Lord. Let him speak wisdom into your life today. He might do that through a prompting. He might do that through nudging you. He might do that through a feeling. He might even speak where you literally hear him. But however he speaks to you, learn and listen to obey. I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, friend, remember what happened after Jesus had done what God had asked him to do. He had fallen in love and was obedient, and God the Father said, "You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy." What a great thing for God to say to you and I, that you are my dearly loved child, and you bring me great joy. That comes when we are obedient. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.